The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Anyway, guys, it's time to get into Safety Mondays with the Fire Officer Jude Rogers, as today we are going to be discussing Fire Prevention Week 2025. And the fire safety, lithium-ion batteries safety. You remember we were talking about it last week, and we are continuing that conversation today. So help me welcome Fire Officer Jude Rogers. Hello. How are you doing?
Pleasant. Good afternoon, Carrie V. Pleasant. Good afternoon to all of our loyal listeners. A lot to celebrate. This Monday,
Yeah.
I feel as though we have.
Next holiday. Yeah.
I wouldn't outrightly call for it. You know, they say we have the most holidays in the world.
That's okay.
So to speak,
That's okay.
But you know, we Trinis know how to utilize those holidays
Every single one.
and I wouldn't mind seeing that I will be celebrating a birthday on Friday as well. It's commemorating, you know, even the gift of life.
Yes.
The gift of life. So I'm thanking God for that.
Correct. So I
this
know
afternoon,
today,
I want to really, mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you to our athletes. Let me start off with Keyshawn Walcott, mm-hmm. and also to Jareem Richards. I felt so proud.
Yes.
I really, really felt proud because these are two gentlemen that, as they rightfully said, they continue to plow again and again at it, and they had to wait a very long while for more success. They both had success in the past, but they had to wait very long, and it's a testament to our young people coming up. Right?
To never give up.
Keep on trying. Keep on trying. Never give up. Keep plugging away at it. And one day, because of the effort and because of all that you're doing, you are going to reap the rewards. You heard the gentleman say they worked hard. And what more can I say about TKR?
Yeah.
What more can I say?
Yep.
You know? So all in all, Caribbean, it's so wonderful to see our sportsmen and women,
mm-hmm.
because we have Leah Bertrand, I believe, who represented the female.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also we had a long jump young lady, Miss Gittens, Tyra Gittens. You can't forget the ones who didn't medal as well. You know, everybody's forget them.
Yeah.
All right. But that's how you build the stars of tomorrow. Not everybody's going to get bronze, silver or gold. But guess what? They're the best in the world.
Yep.
They made it to that stage.
Mm-hmm.
So we celebrate you. Round of applause.
Woo!
Special effects for our boys and girls, you know?
Nice.
So, Carrie, tell me.
So,
I'm hearing all sorts of things about Venezuela and all sorts of stuff. How can we make it safe?
I want to know how we could keep safe. That's my biggest thing. Because, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. And we're seeing how these tensions are escalating rapidly. And... Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you have to ask yourself, what if? That's where I'm at now. What if? What if something happens? What do we do? How do we, you know, keep ourselves safe? Where can we go? Where can we not go? Right now, I'm feeling really sorry for the fishermen out there. I'm absolutely feeling sorry for them because it's a nightmare.
It is indeed.
I mean, that's what we were talking about today, and... people have their views. Some person say that nothing will not happen, and then other people say something might happen. So I don't know, we're just sitting and waiting. I feel like we are sitting ducks in my view, and we're just waiting for something to happen. And I find that we in Trinidad and Tobago, we are very reactive and we're not proactive, and that's the problem that we have.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I want to say one other thing, Caribbe, and this is for all of the fans of the CPL. I want us to remember, and I'm going to go straight into safety as after we talk about this, but I want us to remember that you could be like a Manchester United fan, you can be a Chelsea fan. I want you to know that even though CPL is associated with countries, it's still a sporting activity,
mm-hmm.
and we should always bear that in mind when we back our sides, that we don't let the emotions go over the limit.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that these are persons who are representing themselves, their sporting activity,
mm-hmm.
their livelihood.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. And even though we may get emotionally tied to them, we should never ever go overboard. And remember that we're one Caribbean. Mm-hmm. I just want to encourage each and every member of the all of the teams, all of the Caribbean. We have a melting pot in Trinidad. Who can say they belong to Trinidad or any particular place?
Mm.
We belong to the the Caribbean, and we're all part of the human race. And yeah. I just want to encourage us to live as one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with that 110%. So let's get into the conversation today, Fire Officer Jude. We're talking about lithium ion battery safety. And it's all about Fire Prevention Week 2025. So let us know, when is Fire Prevention Week, and why are they focusing on lithium ion battery safety?
Well, that's a great question. And so let's start off. Fire Prevention Week is really commemorating the Great Chicago Fire, which took place in 1871. Mm-hmm. Caribbean 1871 was a very bad year in Chicago, because what happened, they suggested that a cow kicked down a lamp, and that was back in the days when the entire city was wooden.
Yeah. Ooh.
And so you can imagine.
Mm. See,
how many persons remain homeless? How many houses, you know, over 400 homes were gutted. Mm. I think they had over 250 deaths, 70,000 persons displaced. And it really made the world sit up and look and say, hey, we need to think about fire prevention.
Mm-hmm.
One incident, if you take your neighbor and you don't want to look out for your neighbor, one lamp can raise the entire city. And so it had a lot of changes that took place. And so in 1922, they started commemorating Fire Prevention Week. And so in 2022, we celebrated 102 years, and now we're in 2025. So guess what? Right. 103 years of fire prevention observation around the world, not just in Trinidad and Tobago, but it's a worldwide observation.
Mm-hmm.
And we take the time out to focus on a particular theme. And yeah. This year, the National Fire Protection Association out of the United States, recognizing the challenges that they were experiencing with the advent of lithium ion batteries, which are everywhere. I have one in my phone right now. I have one on the laptop that I'm on right now. I have lithium ion batteries all around me. And guess what?
Mm.
Many of us are contemplating purchasing electrical vehicles. Many of us have power tools that are powered by lithium ion battery, and so it's becoming prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever we use things in a very, very major way, we have the potential of misusing them, abusing them, and then ultimately it can cause our own demise. So that's why we need to focus on lithium ion batteries and make people aware of this simple, very effective tool. But it can also be a danger right there in the palm of our hands.
No, oh, right.
That's the reason why.
And as you mentioned, that a lot of our vehicles now, it has lithium ion batteries. That is the direction that we're heading in, no, Jude. Whether we it or not, that is the direction we're heading in. So we might as well get all the information now so that we know how to prepare and be safe. Yeah?
That's right.
Let's get straight back into it. How can, let's say, for instance, let's talk about regulations. Now, before regulations, in your experience, how common, and I know we spoke about this last week, but I'm asking these questions again for the persons who were not locked on or who missed this. In your experience, how common are fires caused by lithium ion batteries right here in Trinidad and Tobago?
Well, I can tell you that a lot of the fires that have been started for and associated with an electrical source, many of them is because of the charging and the charging of devices that are connected to and are powering lithium ion batteries. So we've had fires that have started as a result of cell phones that have been overcharged, laptops that are charging on soft surfaces such as a bed or something soft and not on a hard surface that is non-combustible. And we also have devices, if the batteries are stored together, and we have what's called a thermal runaway, which is the overheating of the battery while charging, you have the potential for that to propagate a fire. And guess what, Carrie V? These particular fires, even if you were to apply an extinguisher to them, you know what?
Mm.
Sometimes they are not, because they're self-propagating and because it's a thermal runaway, that heat part of the element of the battery causes the fire to continue to propagate, even if you apply an extinguisher or an extinguishing medium.
Right.
So the fire service has to use copious, or what we call large quantities of water to bring the temperature down.
Wow. Yeah? Wow. Okay. Nice. And before that, let me just let the listeners know, of course, you can give us a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223. You can even send us a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. So, Jude, let's talk. What are some of the biggest fire risks that come with using lithium-ion batteries in everyday devices? So let's talk about our phones, right? Yeah. Our phones are no longer the batteries are not where we can take out now. Yeah.
No, they're not. So, no, they're not. They're mostly intrinsic, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you're not able to take them out. So it's a life posted. You run it. That's right. You've actually homed in on where the issue lies. Because these type of batteries, lithium ion, has a high potential for power and also for rechargeability. Because look, one of the days, Kyrie, no long ago, you used to have the batteries and you used to be able to discard the batteries, right? Now, those were the lead or the copper top batteries as we know. But now we have lithium ion where you can recharge and charge these batteries. And that's where the challenge arises. So in your charging and recharging, this is where the greatest potential, the greatest risk is. If you improperly charge the battery, which is to overcharge. And in some cases, if you're charging a battery which is already defective, it's already swollen. Or if you're recharging a battery which has taken some sort of indentation, it has fallen, it's damaged, and person's trying to maintain or carry on with a battery that should be discarded, these are where the challenges occur. Also, persons who may be discarding this device or the batteries in your normal garbage or in your normal waste disposal, and they end up possibly in landfills and areas such as that, and where fires can be propagated. And we have to be so very careful about that. So we continue to raise the level of awareness. And I want to let you know how this all came about. Caribbe, what we're doing here with Trinidad Tobago Fire Service, what we're doing is being proactive.
Right,
so
very
the potential
good.
Of this is not as high as in other jurisdictions. Let me just make an analogy with New York.
Mm-hmm.
So much of our statistics and much of the information that we're bringing to you is because of what has been happening abroad.
Right.
We have been noticing that 70% of the of all the fires that were happening in New York was mm-hmm. associated with lithium ion batteries because of their high uptake of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a mobile scooter.
Mm.
Everybody has lithium ion batteries powering all of their moving devices in the United States, all of the remote controls. Everything is rechargeable now.
Right.
And so they saw a great increase in their fires. And in fact, I'm going to repeat that. 70% of all fires that were taking place was as a result of lithium ion batteries. That's amazing.
That's a lot.
So when we looked at those statistics, we said to ourselves, listen, Trinidad is on heading in that direction, you know. Trinidad is already getting a high uptake absorption of electrical vehicles. And I'm not casting any aspersions on electrical vehicles because once you use them safely or follow the manufacturer's guidelines, these devices will work and will give you the useful life.
Right.
You know where the problem lies, Gary V? When you don't follow the labeled instructions, when you don't follow the manufacturer's instructions, when you improvise,
and you know
when
we,
you overcharge,
you know we
and you
love,
know we love that.
Of course, we just be where's called Maverick, not Maverick. Where is it? Where is it in my game, boy? The man who could do everything.
MacGyver.
We all of a sudden we're MacGyver. But yes, we don't follow instructions as we should. So we need to.
Yeah, and so having looked at these statistics in New York and other larger societies where we know we're heading in a similar direction, I can see us in the future, Caribbean, everything or 90% of our power source being... But Caribbean, how many people you know have a backup battery power source? Let's say for your cell phone, you have
Me,
right.
I have
everybody
one of that.
Has...
Yeah,
and
correct.
Where do you think we have these things stored in our handbags? We have them stored in our... In our workplaces, we have them stored at home, and so they're everywhere around us. And I must allude to the fact that some of the fires that we've been noticing comes from everyday household appliances that have that backup battery source attached to it. I remember, Caribbe, one particular fire that I always tell you about. When we looked at the source of the fire, we found the cause of the fire. It was an electric fan with a backup lithium battery supply.
What?
There was thermal runaway in the battery because that whether the fan running or not, it is always on a charge.
Right.
So
right.
Guess what happened?
It heats up.
You had a heating up of the lithium ion battery, thermal runaway, and what you had was a latent heat source, and it propagated and continued, and it burned adjacent material, curtains, different combustible material spread to the bed, ceiling, and next thing you know, the entire floor was burned down. And that was an HDC home that had occurred in. And it's just to let you know that it could happen to anybody because we're not even, the owner was shocked. They were not looking out for that. Yeah. Nobody thought it was the electrical fan with a backup battery.
Wow. And as you mentioned that, Fire Officer Jude, and this is what I want persons to get in their brains, get in their heads. If it's one thing you're listening to, one thing I want you to remember is this, okay? You see, this program of Safety Mondays, we are here to, and Fire Officer Jude Rogers is here to help you understand how to prevent a fire. So let me ask you this, Fire Officer Jude, as you mentioned, you know, it's heating up and everything like that. What are some of the warning signs should people look for to know if a lithium ion battery is unsafe or even if it's about to fail? What can we look out for? Tell us.
Right. So one of the telltale signs of a lithium ion battery heading to thermal runaway or thermal failure is it may start to give a hissing sound. It would be swollen. All of a sudden, you're seeing a deformity in the battery. So the battery used to be flat and it now swollen out. You know that something is going on with that. It may begin to ooze some sort of smoke. Or a smoke or smell, such as hydrogen sulfide, which is a very pungent smell, and it's very deadly as well too. In the right PPMs, parts per million, and those are telltale signs. If your battery has taken some sort of fall, if the device has fallen, and there's an indentation, more than likely the damage sustained is going to cause a possible thermal runaway of the battery. So we look out for those signs.
Right.
Repeated overcharging of devices that does not come with the safety mechanism to dissipate the overcharge. Eventually, you see the useful life of the battery begin to reduce. You know, sometimes it used to last 8 hours and now it's only lasting half an hour and you have to recharge every half an hour. That's another telltale sign that it's time to retire that particular device and the battery and to go to a new device.
All right.
Now, the thing about lithium-ion batteries, they don't last forever. They have a useful life. So we need to be aware of those factors.
Gotcha. Now, we have a call here, Fire Officer Jude. So let's take it. Let's hear the question. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. What's happening, man?
You know, another thing, too, is that the manufacturers have a charger for the unit. I know
good
we
point.
Didn't just go buy any charger so we get for a lesser price. Cause and thing. And I know that is a thing we have to really pay attention to it because the manufacturer, these things specifically, sometimes too, I think somebody charged out a fast charger. But was the battery designed to fast charge at that rate? And we just like enjoying or like getting the phone charged fast. But what was the specification? I know, take it for granted. And all these things can be fired as blessing, man.
All right, buddy, I got you. Thanks so much for your call, Fast Track. And he's absolutely correct, Jude, because let me tell you something.
True story.
I have a laptop charger. It so happened that the laptop charger is a C-type charger, right?
Right.
I used to charge my phone with all the time. I say, yeah, charging fast. But the thing is, and I didn't even realize, is that the laptop charger has too much voltage. Can I say voltage? And it heated up the phone, you know.
Yeah.
I start to take the phone and put it on the ground to charge.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that is correct, Carrie V. So, we're asking persons, and I'm glad that he brought it up, and I'm glad that we have our informed, you know, listeners who really, they're on the cusp of everything that's happening. You need to use your manufacturer's charger with it. You have a Samsung charger.
Yes.
Please use the recommended Samsung charger. There are voltage regulation. Well, there are voltage limitations on all of these devices.
Yes.
And when you overcharge or when you use one that is more powerful, you run the potential of damaging the battery cells and causing that thermal runaway that we talked about. So he's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Not all phones, the older model phones, do not have the ability to overcharge without causing damage. And so that's why you see sometimes when you hold the phone, and I want to say it's not just phones and no carry. Any device that you're charging with a lithium-ion battery, you feel that heat emanating from the battery while charging, and it begins to get beyond that particular temperature. You can be certain that there is some sort of situation that could be unfolding there, and we need to monitor that. And again, That's why we recommend that you charge these devices on a solid, non-combustible
surface. Yeah, correct.
Not your bed, not clothing, fabric, and all of those things where if it does become involved, it easily spreads and causes the fire to spread.
So we have a message here. Let me say good afternoon going out to Denise. She said, "Oh gosh, dear Carrie V, I've learned some things this evening because I just do the same thing with my laptop charger and my phone. So from this evening, that done. Thank God. Girl, let me tell you something. I had to buy a new phone, you know. Because of that charge, I had to buy a new phone. So you see, as long as we touch one person
I
here,
agree.
Fire Officer Jude, I good with that, you know. I good with that.
Hey.
Now, tell us quickly, not quickly, but we'll be going to a break in a short while. But I want to know, what are some of the safest charging practices? So let's say, for instance, our phones or laptops or charge banks. So give us some safety tips on how we can safely charge our devices.
All right. So most of the devices that we have now are what we call smart devices, and you'd recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I plug my phone in to charge, Carrie, guess what it tells me? It tells me exactly how long it will take for my phone to be filled. I know we're very busy, most of us.
Mm-hmm.
I place my phone to charge on a very solid surface, like I just said, a non-combustible surface. It'll be a countertop, desktop, something of the sort. I would monitor. I would obviously not. I don't place my phone to charge overnight. I do not leave my while I'm sleeping. My phone is not charging.
Oh.
I would plug that phone out before the end. All right. Or when I get up early in the morning, I place it to charge because I know I'm getting ready to leave to go to work. I make sure that I monitor that because I know those are the weak points. At the point of charging,
that's
one of your weakest points. So those are some of the practices. And again, I do not place electrical items near flammable material. And when I say flammable, I'm talking about diesel, kerosene, anything that has the potential to give off a vapor that can readily and easily ignite if my phone or, again, not just my phone, but I have a number of lithium-ion battery powered equipment from shavers, go back to toothbrushes, my Bluetooth headset. Listen, Carrie, the amount of things that we have powered by lithium-ion batteries.
I didn't think
we
about my Bluetooth
headset.
Remote controls
that are rechargeable.
Yeah.
You know, one of the days when we have to keep buying batteries and replacing with new batteries. Everybody's recharging now. So we need to get in the habit of, and you know, we have a slogan for fire prevention week coming up, right?
Tell me what it says.
Charge into fire safety. And each letter has a particular meaning. And so that's why I'm so excited about this particular topic because, Carrie V, guess what? Coming up right after Fire Prevention Week, we have Diwali. That's another time when we use electronic devices. We may not see too much fireworks this year around. I know that there is some limitation on fireworks as a result. You know, we have to use silent fireworks. And I know the persons who have been adversely affected by fireworks over the years are going to breathe a sigh of relief. But we're still going to have a good celebration. And then we go straight into the Christmas period. And guess what we use a lot of during those periods?
Fireworks.
You name.
Fireworks.
Lights and electrical items, apart from the fireworks.
Well, I mean,
everybody has Christmas lights.
Yes.
Like everybody lighting up. And some of these are also rechargeable. And
lights.
They are wireless. You know?
Oh, yes.
That's
I saw that up to last year. I saw
and
that.
It comes with remote control now, and you can switch up your lighting.
Back and all inside. So when we think that it's just our cell phones or even our laptops, it's more than that.
It's more than that.
Now, you meant...
And it's very unassuming, and everybody's just normal about it. So we in the fire service making you aware... Hey, the very thing that you're enjoying could be the thing that causes the harm. So that's why we want people to be aware of it. Not to get scared, not to get frightened, but to be aware and take the precautions. And
correct.
If we all do that, we'll protect our homes, businesses, cars, everything. We'll protect our families. That's the key.
Got it. And something that you mentioned, you said that you don't leave your phone charging overnight. And that was my next question. How safe or not safe is it to have our phones charging overnight or even our devices? Or even if, you know, sometimes you say, hey, if I feel like going down the road and come back quick, let me leave my phone there, but let me leave my tablet, my laptop to charge while I go on the road and come back. Is that a good thing to do? Is that safe?
All right, so Carrie, remember, again, it's a different thing if you have an electronic item that is, let's say, a refrigerator or something that's consuming power constantly, versus an item that is charging a battery that is going to now have to be utilized. And so one of the safest ways to use a battery is to charge it to the full position and then utilize the battery all the way. If you want proper battery life and you want that battery to give you the longest service, you want to empty the cells and then replace that power back into the battery. Many of us don't do that, and what we do, we overcharge. And again, this also, there's the potential for these cells, because they should be separated, the ions within within the lithium ion battery, all right, negative and positive. But what can happen is, again, the possibility of thermal breakdown or thermal runaway. And that's what we're trying to avoid by overcharging. So I take prevention, being better than cure, and I monitor using the smart device on my charger that tells me 15 minutes until full, and I work with that, and I make sure that I disconnect the charger, Carrie V. I don't leave things plugged on. Carrie V, I go so far as, if I'm leaving home, things that I know that are not in use and there's absolutely no use for those electronic items, I literally plug them out of the wall socket.
Okay.
Literally. The only items that remain plugged in are the essential items that should be plugged in that are providing some sort of service continuous, like the refrigerator, etc., etc. All right? So just to be mindful of those things, Carrie V. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how do you dispose of these lithium-ion batteries. Because that is a major issue, and it has environmental hazards associated with that. And I want to just touch on that a little bit, as we begin to grow as a nation, to look at recycling and recycling of what we call hazardous waste as well.
Of course. Well, thank you so much, Fire Officer Jude. We are going to take a really quick break. Guys, continue keeping it locked. You can send me those messages on WhatsApp at 306-1065. Send me the voice notes as well, as this is Safety Mondays, which we do every Mondays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Denise, I say, Carrie V, I just do the same thing as Fire Officer Jude. I unplug even my TV. Well, yeah, that's the right thing to do, you know? So when we come back, it's going to be so much more, as we are here with Fire Officer Jude Rogers, as we are discussing Fire Prevention Week 2025, a charge into fire safety, lithium ion batteries. When we come back, it's so much more. And don't forget, you can give me a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223. Carrie V is here. I'm in your company. Going all the way to 6 p.m. We're going to take a quick break and be back after this.
Every weekday morning, Tosca Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM. Let's talk about it, because it's natural, it's normal, it's time.
In Trinidad and Tobago, thousands of girls, women, face stigma, shame, and silence around one simple fact of life, periods.
It ends now. We're proud to launch Period Proud.
Period Proud.
A national campaign bringing period education to the forefront where it belongs.
Men, you have a role to play too. We're reshaping the way TNT thinks and talks about menstruation, from schools to workplaces. From radio to television, to print to social media.
Our expert panel of doctors and advocates will break myths, share facts, and build a culture around respect and understanding, because periods should never be a source of shame.
It's time to be informed. It's time to be open. It's time to be period proud.
Follow the movement across radio, TV, print, and social media. Let's change the conversation one period at a time. Period Proud. Presented by Crown Her Trinidad and Tobago, Sambrosco, Stay Free, Carefree, Point Lisa's Nitrogen, New Core, and New Iron.
The TBC Radio Network and Guardian Media Limited celebrates Independence to Republic. Here's a historical moment in Trinidad and Tobago's rise as an independent nation. What would you do if Carnival was postponed? In 1972, Carnival was expected to be held on February 14th to the 15th. However, this was postponed due to a polio outbreak on the island. Carnival was eventually held in May of that year. Unfortunately, the parade of the bands was awash as it was ruined by rain. This historic event was immortalized in song when Alden Roberts, the Lord Kitchener, produced his road march called Rain-O-Rama the following year for Carnival 1973. Independence to Republic. Stay tuned to Slam 100.5, 95, The Ultimate One, Vibe, CC 105, Sangate 106.1, Freedom 106.5, and Sky 99.5 FM for more historical moments. We are proud. We are resilient. We are Trinidad and Tobago.
Independence to Republic moment is brought to you by IBIS, a tradition of excellence.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
So grateful for this precious life, embrace it with a fearless stride. Dig so deep to turn your dreams to reality. With a bright future on your side, through every journey you will find what you've earned and accomplished. You now deserve to be. Embrace life with Guardian Life. Only you can pave the road for your legacy. Embrace life with Guardian Life. Every step is one step closer to live easy.
Life. Health insurance and pension solutions. Embrace life with Guardian Life.
The End Period Poverty Campaign, sponsored by Always, is here. Help us change the reality of our girls who do not have access to period products. From August 1st to September 30th, for every pack of Always products you purchase, we donate a pad to girls in need. Go to your local supermarket and help our girls have access to period products.
Tune in to Betterments with Old Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Base tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base, Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 18 high impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs, front and center. With state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 18 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 368-3754 for more information.
It is time.
It's your time to speak with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back, Freedom 106.5 FM, as we are in Safety Mondays with Fire Officer Jude Rogers. Let's hear from him again. Hello, Fire Officer Jude. You're live.
All right, I'm back with you. Thank you very much.
So let's talk about Fire Prevention Week 2025. Let us know what's going to take place, what's happening, what do we look out for?
All right, so the week of Fire Prevention Week, we start off by, one, having a church service, the entire service, we come together and we have like a day of prayer. We make sure and say, you know, a prayer for the fallen firefighters, not just here in Trinidad, but around the world. There are plenty of persons who may have given their lives, not just 9/11, but we also had persons in Trinidad who would have died as a result of fighting fires. We have some fallen heroes that we commemorate them. And we also kick off that week where our chief fire officer gives a very, you know, opens the week up with, you know, a really inspiring message to all fire officers. Then we would reach out through social media content, reach out through radio programs such as yours, Carrie V, ours, and also television. We're going to make the rounds on all of the television stations. But you can expect activities in every headquarters in your division. So Monrepo Fire Station in San Fernando. They even go as far as Point 14. So some days, somewhere, you're going to see fire officers coming and opening up their doors, and they're going to have a cadre of information that they're going to share with you. All right? So we also partner with some of the corporate Trinidad and Tobago who, you know, gets the message of safety. And so they partner with the fire service always because they understand the value of what we are bringing. So Tobago is going to have their activities. They normally have something on the Esplanade. You know, so persons can go there and they would be able to interact with them. So as we do our program next week, I'm going to give the dates for some of those activities. But definitely look out for us on all of your major television stations and radio stations, including yours truly, 106.5 Freedom FM. All right. And your sister and brother stations. There's quite a few stations in the Guardian Media Network that we're going to be on. And look out for the social media posts where, you know, you get a little 30 seconds, 50 seconds, 15 seconds video. And, you know, sometimes some of them are very, very potent when you get the messages like, oh, this is important. We want persons to share, like, and to ensure that they pass it on to someone else who can get the message.
I agree. That's nice. That's nice. So it's something that we can look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
Excitement. I agree with that, man. Now, I know we have to wrap up shortly. So before we wrap up, Jude, is there anything that you would like to remind our listeners, even about the lithium ion batteries and what we could do? Tell us really, really quickly before we wrap up.
I really want persons to know that there's a great danger that when these fires start, that you're not going to be able to extinguish them with your normal fire extinguishers. So what we're really asking persons to do, if these devices do overpower and do overcharge and they do go into thermal runaway, sometimes your best option may be to evacuate because you really would not be able to fight against it. You can try to minimize, but your best bet is to call the fire service at 990, relay the pertinent information to them how to get to your location and to conduct an evacuation of your family. It is better to be safe than to be sorry or to be caught in a fire and then you're trapped in a building because of a lithium ion battery fire. Please remember, when you store any lithium ion batteries, do not store more than one device together because they can propagate each other. And also do not store those devices near your exit. So your chairs, your scooters, anything of our mobile bikes that are lithium ion, please store them outdoors, not where your exits are, because you're going to trap yourself if the fire begins at those points.
Correct.
That's the message for this afternoon.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Fire Officer Jude, for joining us today. And of course, next week, same time, same place, after God's grace. Yeah? We'll do it all again. Yes.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.